This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. As the harvest season approaches, farmers are preparing to make tough decisions on fertilizer. With phosphorus and potassium prices high, some growers might be tempted to pull back on fertilizer, but that can be a rash decision that can lead to problems in the future. We will hear more from Paul Sauer with Helena next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Paul Sauer is a product manager with Helena, and he says that with high fertilizer prices, farmers need to employ a soil management program such as High Ground from Helena.
As we're moving into fall, of course, the main thing guys are starting to look at and we're starting to have discussions on is fall fertilizer. Anybody that's inquired about fall fertilizer knows that P&K prices, urea prices have went up quite a bit, you know, and the commodity prices are not the best, but it's understanding what you've got out there. And that's where we're pushing the guys a lot. You know, make sure you're getting your soil samples done. You know, High Ground is what we got. Get out there, get your soil samples tested. So A, you know what you're battling against, you know, when you're going out there to apply. There's nothing worse than running out and applying expensive fertilizer and not knowing what you need.
He says that growers must know what their fields need to be as efficient as possible with their fertilizer applications.
The reference I like to use, if you go to the grocery store, you usually know what's in your pantry before you go to the grocery store, and it's no different on fertilizer. Get your soil samples, get your grid samples, you know, make sure you know what you need this coming year so we could be the most efficient we can be. And when we're applying that fertilizer, you know, fertilizer is expensive. We don't want to back away from it. Like some guys are talking, they want to back away from fertilizer.
Sauer says that cutting back on fertilizer can look like money saved on paper, but in practice, it can lead to yield limitations next season.
We do not want to back away. You're going to see yield limiting factors next year if you pull off on P&K, but understand what you've got in your soil samples so we can make a better recommendation on what you need to apply. Guys are really going to be talking about fertilizer prices, and that's something we just can't get around, but we need to be the most efficient way we can be.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.